Chad Reed, good to see you back racing again. Your first race in a while, and yeah, man, you had fun. You looked all right. I felt, you know, you felt competitive. I think you were probably be happy.
Yeah, I wasn't too bad. I was probably about where I thought I would be. Okay. Like everything, like the feeling
like
that
tick
I,
off of the leaders.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, you're. I didn't expect to come and be on Marvin's, you know, pace. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's typical, right? Like for me, it's. I'm 12th in time qualifying. Okay, let's put people in the stands. Let's turn the lights on. And then I'm 7th.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. And even after a year and a half of retirement, I still do the same thing. So clearly that's just what
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, nothing much changed there.
Nothing changed. And all the same sensations, all the same things that I remember, they all come flooding back to you. Weirdly, like, strange thing, probably the biggest thing I struggled with the most was yesterday. I think, you know, like I've been riding the same two bikes for a year and a half, and you kind of just learn the noises, the sounds and everything like that. And I think it's been so long that I actually rode a brand new bike, brand new exhaust, and it just like it took me a long time. Like it felt really, you know, it's hard, I guess we're explaining it not to you but to the crowd, your fans, is it runs tight, runs kind of on the slow side, and then you always, from a rider, you translate noise to power, and it was really quiet, so it always felt like I didn't have the power to do the jump, but then I started getting used to it, and then when I would do the jump, I would massively overjump the jump, so it was like hard to learn that a little bit.
And the frame's probably, at home, your frame's probably 5 to 10 millis stretched out.
Yeah, possibly. For the most part, I ride the factory frame, where the last kind of 3 weeks I've been riding the stock frame. And it's obviously it's not terrible, but it's a little, I think the factory frame's a little better for Supercross. But overall, like I really had fun. In some areas, I felt better than I thought I would. I thought I would suffer a little bit more, like when the gate drop and getting amongst the pack. And being aggressive, making passes. But weirdly, I actually felt stronger there than when I retired. Like that, and maybe that's just a year and a half of recovering the body, the mind, everything. You know, like there's no packing order. You're kind of like, everything feels fresh. And my instincts kicked in a little more. Like probably one of my things that keeps me awake at night still is like my last year of racing, I just really didn't have that get up and go and pace. And I felt like I actually had it today, which wasn't so bad in the races.
You and JB really could have used a set of whoops, something.
Yeah, definitely. like the last moto, I mean, same old same. It's just like, it's so funny. It's just like on repeat, right? But like first two, I rode good and the result was good. But I rode tight and there was things that I needed to kind of let happen a little easier. The last moto, you know, I was maybe, I don't even know where I was, 10, 11th. And I probably was like my most consistent, hit my marks, kind of rode better, but yet the result doesn't show it. So it's just, it's funny. It's like golf, in my opinion. It's like that one little feeling and it keeps you coming back for more.
Yeah, wait, I remember this. What else you got on your calendar? Are you going to see some races? Are you going to try Soupy? Any plans?
It's hard to say. Like, will I show up at Anaheim? No. Don't get your hopes up, people. I really enjoy this. Like, this is, for me, this is what's fun. I can come and I can take on the enjoyment, like, what I enjoy out of it. As far as, like, if I'm 12th fastest, I'm the wild card. They throw me in the Super Bowl, and then I put it in 7th, kind of earn my spot a little bit. And then in the main events, it's like the gate drops and I'm on the gate. I don't feel like I have to suffer through practice, time qualifying, and then, you know, trying to get, you know, be in a good position. Because, I mean, truthfully, like, those guys racing now, like, to make top 22 is hard.
Send it a little bit.
You definitely got to be out of your comfort zone. You know, the way the sport is they do a lot of track prep. You know, so the speed and the pace is really, really high when I'm probably lacking that at this point in my life. So, I don't know. I have always said that I want to race a race at 40. Will it happen? I don't know. I have something that I'm that I want to work on, and if that happens, then I would for sure do it. But if that doesn't happen, I don't know where my motivation is on trying to make it happen.
Well, it's cool to see you out here, man, this weekend. I thought it was cool. I like it when you line up. I like when you do stuff like this. I think the fans dug it. So, yeah, and I don't even care how you do. Like, whatever. To me, yeah, you did fine. And it was cool.
My pay is quite okay. Yeah. Win or lose. My check will clear tomorrow, and it'll be just a great weekend. No, I really had fun. And it was exciting, you know, just the interaction with, you know, my kids waking up and watching it, you know, Ellie and the kids kind of sending me messages, and it just overall was a good vibe. So, you know, 2 years ago I left here hurt with a broken rib.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
You know, so I think that leaving like this, like, it feels good, you know, like this race 2 years ago really set up a very tough, last season, because I got hurt here. I carried that into the season. I broke it again in Phoenix. So it was kind of like one thing after another. So it's kind of nice to come back and redeem myself in Paris. So,
yeah. And I don't think, but unlike the other days, I think we're going out all night tonight. I think we're probably not.
We're not? You don't want to go out?
I don't know if we should. I don't think I do that anymore.
I got to leave for the airport at 4. as long as I leave the airport at 4, by 4. Actually, as long as I leave the hotel by 4, I'll be all right.
Sounds good, man. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.